Hello everybody, my name is Jacob James. I'm a master student at Texas Tech University under the guidance of Dr. Hickey and Dr. Kelly. And my project is looking at enhancing U.S. cotton classing with varietal data. So, why does the classing system need to be enhanced? Cotton fiber, standard fineness, and maturity ratio are very important predictors of yarn quality. And Micronair is our current commercial standard for measuring the combination of these two properties. However, as we currently measure it, you cannot separate the effects of either of them without an additional measure that we do not have in a commercial setting. Because of this, Micronair gives us little useful information beyond broad generalizations. Say a mic drop from one year to the other would suggest that there's been a maturity drop in a specific region. However, for a specific bale, the use of Micronair can lead to unjustified discounts on some cotton bales. These two graphs here are just showing a set of 134 samples grown over 6 years, and I'm comparing Micronair to its constituent parts, maturity ratio on the top, standard fineness on the bottom. The upshot here is the R-squareds are pretty low. There's a general trend, but there's not a great correlation between the properties. So, can we solve this with varietal cotton information? If we can establish our hypothesis, I guess I should say, is if we can establish a varietal standard fineness, we can calculate the maturity ratio of a cotton from its known variety and its Micronair. So if we know its variety, we'll have its Micronair if it's graded commercially. Can we calculate the maturity ratio? To test this, we took 1,333 samples of 11 commercial varieties in 2016. We established varietal standard fineness for each one of those varieties that was large enough using 30 samples. That was our training set. And then we use that varietal standard fineness from that training set to calculate the maturity ratio using the Lord equation of the remaining samples, and then we compared that to the maturity ratio that was measured on the APHIS Pro. What we see here is we get a good correlation and a fairly good slope, close to one. So this is our initial validation. We talked about this last year, and it showed pretty good promise. So what we'd like to do this year is cross-validate the hypothesis with an independent data set, and that is the Plains Cotton Improvement Program data set, which we have up in the attic of the FBRI, so we could pull it down and do some tests on it. One variety in particular occurs in the original data set from 2016 and this PCIP data set, that's FM2484. So we used it in two different cropping years to see if our maturity ratio estimation is geographically stable and if it's stable between growing years. So FM2484 from the original data set, we use that to establish the varietal standard fineness. Again, that's the training set. We use 105 samples. And then FM2484 from the Plains Cotton Improvement Program set was used as the validation set. And there's 34 samples of that. And those are split evenly between the 2015 and 2016 crop. The basic upshot, this graph on the right, the red line and red dots are going to be the 2015. 2016 is the black line, the black dots. The 2 years do not show a significant difference in slope and offset at an alpha level of 0.05. However, it's a very small sample size on this. It's really hard to get data sets that have an established variety and have a large enough sample size to prove these two things. But they do show good correlations again, 0.87 and 0.83. So what we'd like to do is a larger validation than this on a set with more than 34 samples. However, the APHIS maturity ratio and fineness measures that we use here are not currently calibrated. It's a completely uncalibrated measure, and it's the one we're using for our reference in this study. So the APHIS will need to be calibrated, and we're currently working on that. And again, the uncalibrated nature could pose a problem in a multi-year program. And with that, I'll leave my work cited. Thank you to Cotton Incorporated for funding and Plains Cotton Growers for the use of their materials. And I'll be willing to take questions at the end of the program. Thank you.